You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of New Birth or Rebirth, Jesus Talks with Krishna by Ravi Zacharias. This book is read by Simon Vance. This book is 96 pages long. This recording was produced in 2008 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Multnomah Books, a division of Random House. Originally published by Multnomah Books in English as New Birth or Rebirth, Jesus Talks with Krishna, copyright 2008 by Ravi Zacharias. All rights reserved. Please visit www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. Krishna is revered by millions of people worldwide, and writing on any figure honored that greatly is difficult. But I'm doing so because the one notion that all religions subscribe to, either explicitly or implicitly, is the notion of exclusive truth. Populists like to deny that premise, but all religions either make this claim or try to covertly smuggle it in. The question, therefore, is not whether one enjoys a discussion like the one that follows in this book, but whether the arguments are fairly presented. That is much harder to do, especially where length is limited. I have therefore selected to write about what I consider to be the greatest differences between Jesus and Krishna. As always, putting words into the mouths of historic figures is a challenge. I have done my best to take ideas straight from what has already been quoted in each faith's sacred texts and put them into context.